Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The NFL. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
First off, if you want to hear more from Tom Brady, we got some good news and some bad news. He said his Let's Go podcast will be back on Sirius XM satellite radio for the next 2 years. So you Jim Gray fans out there got to be very happy about that news. So that conversation will continue. However, the bad news is, via Andrew Marchand from the New York Post, who covers sports media, Fox executives said yesterday that Brady will not be in any way, shape, or form a part of the Super Bowl coverage. Not before the game, not during the game, not after the game this upcoming Sunday, well, which is a mild surprise to me.
He's got to start to get to know those kids of his. That's what he's going to do. He's just going to do a little radio here and there. Tape with Jim Gray at night.
Now, are they working?
Whatever they tape.
Well, a surprise comes from somewhere down the line, and we'll see Tom Brady. We already saw him on Instagram promoting his TB12 underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Took a picture, a selfie in boxers.
Yeah. Why does he have to do that?
I don't know.
45 years old, man.
I don't know. You don't look it. I'll give you that. But you know what it is? You know, if I see LeBron or some of these guys in the gym with their shirt off, in case you don't know, Brady actually had no shirt on. He's just sitting there in his underwear. I guess I got to bang on him for doing that, too. You know, I understand why. You're looking to sell underwear.
That's right.
You
Those
look
underwear
good enough.
Aren't going to sell themselves.
You look good enough to sell underwear, I guess, but you don't have to. You really don't have to.
Robert Kraft says there's going to be a year-round celebration for Tom Brady.
They're going to wear his number 12 on their uniforms next year.
Everybody across the board going to wear 12. And Bill Belichick, the podcast, said, look, we never had a problem. But we were winning so much that people had to come up other stories.
They had a problem for a little bit. Whatever.
That's not what Belichick said.
No, you can't have a 20-year relationship without a problem.
There's going to be bumps in the road, but Belichick's not going to be willing to give you any of that. The fact, though, that he appeared on his podcast right after he retired tells you that I think whatever problems that were there, the fences have been mended.
Oh, God, why wouldn't they be? They were the greatest thing to happen to each other. They really were the greatest thing. And Belichick more, by the way. You know, Belichick needed Brady a little bit more than Brady needed Belichick just because of the way that relationship coach to quarterback works. I kind of joked about Brady. Another one of my notes here on Drive. I'll do
You're
it now.
You're literally typing out notes.
Is anybody going to ask for the number 12 to be retired in the NFL? Like, the whole league should retire the number 12, because I'm sitting there thinking about it going, why is he sitting in his underwear? Okay, well, it's a business thing. Okay. Wait. Is anybody going to try to figure out, do we do it in the NBA? Look, the Miami Heat retired 23. The Miami Heat, I'm not even kidding about that. Are they the only other than, did the Washington Wizards, did they retire Michael Jordan's number?
Yeah, I don't know if they did or they didn't. But
the Heat did, though, right?
But to me,
go ahead, say it.
I think you have to, just beyond the game, and I know Michael did more from a business standpoint for himself beyond the game, but did he make more people shoe money? Probably. So
should his number 23 be retired by the league?
You can make a case for him, but
Bill Russell's?
Tom Brady?
I don't know.
Wait,
you know what it is, though?
Where do you draw the line?
See, the Bill
Russell.
It's like
a statue. Where do you draw the line?
The Bill Russell thing is, one of the great things about getting older and having people pass you, see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last night, is people will then look at your career. And I'm going to tell you something. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is not talked about nearly enough.
No.
He might be, in totality, even Michael Jordan fans, in totality, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is probably the greatest basketball player of all time.
Now,
that doesn't discount Bill Russell. Bill Russell's the greatest winner of all time. Bill Russell probably could have played a few more years if he wanted to, and he could have actually meandered up and down and probably picked up two more rings on top of the ones that he had.
Well, I'll put it this way. We talked about this yesterday. When you talk about the all-time greats, nobody brings up Kareem.
Not
who
fast
was
enough.
Until last night. The NBA's all-time leading scorer.
5 titles. MVP's coming out of it. He dropped an MVP out of his ass just walking down the street. So he's not talked about nearly enough. And hey. The reason I asked you yesterday, when he passed Chamberlain, did everybody all of a sudden say, he's the greatest ever, come get the title? I just don't remember.
I don't recall it being that way. Do you have $1 million lying around?
I'm cash strapped right now.
Okay, well, if you do.
I might be able. I got investors. Go ahead.
Courtesy of the Wynn out there in Vegas, yeah. You can get a private jet. And also, it's a big Super Bowl package.
Sure.
To and from Arizona for you and 11 buddies. A meet and greet with Shaq, Gronk, and Guy Fieri.
Hold on.
I mean, Guy Fieri. Never mind Shaq and Gronk. This guy's going to show me how to make unique hamburgers.
He might be the greatest work job in the country right now.
He's going to take Fieri. You to Flavortown.
He might be the greatest work job going right now. Living, breathing. Hold on. For $1 million,
there's
I want to hear this.
There's a lot
no, no,
more.
No, hold on. This is a one-time $1 million. It's me and 11 people. I get a private jet to Vegas?
You do.
Okay.
Meet and greet with Shaq, Gronk, Guy Fieri. You get to go to Arizona for the Super Bowl, as well as a private...
Oh, I'm not going to Vegas. Okay, I'm sorry.
As well
yeah,
as
I'm going to pass.
A private deck. Let me finish, Joe. At all four events, including the SI party with Machine Gun Kelly, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat, and the Chainsmokers.
I hope he brings that Megan Fox.
Unlimited vodka and champagne. Now I'm out because I need beer. Two of them anyway.
Here's what I'll do.
Security detail, because you're a very important person.
Here's what we're going to do.
I have bodyguards.
Here's what I'm going to do for you. Just
a fleet of SUVs. I don't know how many that means, but a fleet of SUVs. So, you know, a couple of guys want to go here, a couple of guys. There's going to be 11 of you. A couple of guys want to go over there. You got a fleet of SUVs.
Let me
a VIP bathroom.
Let me explain something.
You get
to
poop in peace and spa day. Recovery after all the vodka and champagne. That's what that means.
Okay. I'm going to do this. I don't know if you would make my 11, but if I plunk down $1 million, and I got to think about what my list would be. But if you made my 11, here's what I'm going to tell them. I don't need the champagne. I need beer. I'll do that for you. I'm not having
champagne.
You're
not going to drink champagne either. You'll drink vodka.
I'll drink vodka all day.
In lieu of champagne, beer.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them.
Michelob Ultra.
We want the beer.
I need the lightest of light beers.
I get the private deck at
don't
four
smirk
events.
At me, Derek Thomas.
I got a private
Judge
deck
me.
At four events.
Yes.
The fleet of SUVs is three. It's four to an SUV. I can do the math. We need three of those.
That's why I ask you. You're yeah. much better at the number game than I am.
I got to be honest. For $1 million, that's not bad.
And you divvy it up among the 11.
No. I'm treating.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm treating.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the only guy.
I'm going to treat. Let's go, everybody. We're going to do something we'll never do again.
I would tell you if we were going to split it up, just put it on my tab. I'll pay you.
Sure. How much would I have to be worth to fork over $1 million to have everybody that I know have fun? What would my net worth have to be if I was going to give $1 million to this? I think I have a number in mind. I think I'd have to be worth $77 million to do this. I think $77 million would be my... If I had $77 million, I'm going to take one of those million, and I'm going to buy this trip for 11 other people.
Okay, what about $250,000? There's another option
I
for
have
you.
To have a net worth of $41 million at that point.
All right.
Go ahead.
Courtesy of Wynn's, for $250,000, you have a chance to attend Shaq's Funhouse, that party, the Gronk Beach party, Guy's Flavortown party, and have a catch with Rob himself.
How
Tell the folks
this?
About those parties, how they really work.
Oh, my goodness.
Pull back the curtain a little bit.
I've been invited a couple of times. Oh, there they are over there. Oh, wait, no, they're not.
You're not hanging with them. You may be in the same building, but you are not leading the same night of fun that they are going to lead.
In
any way, shape, or form.
In Minnesota, I did go. I was invited up. There was Jenny McCarthy and Wahlberg, and they were doing all the sort of fun, look at us stuff. Aren't we cute and funny? And Jenny McCarthy, aren't I hot? But the Gronks were off to the side. Not Rob, the other Gronks.
Yeah, Gary.
Yeah, I was invited to the...
Their names all start with G. Gordy.
I was invited to the Gronk area. I did go up to the Gronk area, but it wasn't Rob. It was the others. If Rob was in there, I never saw him. That's how it works. You might catch a glimpse of somebody. Or here's the best part. Here's the best part. A lot of times people don't really even know what these guys look like. It's just a murmur. There he goes. I'd be like, no, that guy's about 6 inches too short for him to be who you think he is.
Guys,
so 5'9". People get it wrong at stuff like this.
The Eagles and the Chiefs are going to play.
Can
at
I
6:30.
Say this? I will pay $230,000, and I don't need the Guy Fieri part of anything. I don't need to be around him at all. I don't have to go to his event. I got to go nowhere.
For 20 grand, take Flavor Town out of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Just knock it off. Give that to somebody else.
I don't want to speak for everybody, but that seems to be a fair deal for me. The Eagles, as they take on the Chiefs, have four players with double-digit sacks. Hassan Reddick leads the way with 19 and a half sacks. Does the average NFL fan know that?
No, God, no. The average NFL fan. I think the elite NFL fan doesn't know that.
They are going to get after Patrick Mahomes. Dwight Freeney, one-time Falcon, talks about the fact that it's a challenge to slow down this Eagles defensive line, and he tells you why.
The thing is, what they're so good at is it's just not like the defensive ends or the D tackles. It's collective pressure. You're getting pressure from the inside. You're getting pressure from the outside. You got Hassan Reddick coming on the outside, as an outside linebacker sometimes on blitzes, and on third down, he's coming out with the heat off that left side. I think they have a complete pass rush across the board, hence why they had 70 sacks and they led the league in getting after the quarterback. So it's going to be tough, man, to stop those boys.
I think the offenses are too good for this. But if you'd like a prop bet, go bet a defensive player to win the MVP. Because if Philadelphia wins and it's played in the 20s, there's a good chance that Patrick Mahomes has gotten bounced around. So remember, there was a Dallas Super Bowl. Three guys split an MVP, did they not?
Two. I think it was Harvey Martin and Randy White when they abused the Denver Broncos way back in 77.
Why did I think there was a third party who actually
that's because everybody was in the backfield. They could have had three or four combos because that Broncos team had no business being in this. That's the worst team to ever be in a Super Bowl. They had no business being in that Super
Bowl. That's the Craig Morton?
Oh, they were dreadful. Dreadful, and yet somehow they made their way into that Super Bowl. Awful.
So you'll say in the 56 team. Previous Super Bowls,
hands that, down,
that's
it's not even close. It's not close. The 94 Chargers were akin to the 94 49ers.
Oh my!
Compared
goodness.
To that team,
I was going to go to the Chargers.
They shouldn't have made it in. There was a fumble that, if there was replay, would have gotten overturned, and the the Raiders would have been there.
All right,
and that would have been the dream matchup. The Raiders and the Cowboys. But instead, we got that guy, Craig Morton.
Look what you've done, Chris.
But weren't they the Orange Crush defense?
Yeah. Yeah, they got crushed that day. Also in that game, Butch Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this video. He catches a bomb for a touchdown. In today's day and age, there's no way that's a touchdown. I mean, he crosses the goal line and the ball ends up on the ground.
Well, again,
it's
replay.
Not a touchdown.
Replay. Where were we back then?
Yeah, we didn't have it.
No, we didn't.
And we had it.
Well, we just didn't want to spend the money or
something.
Right,
we didn't have it in that way.
Hey, can I give you one? There's a guy, you know what Reddit is? It's like I don't even know how to describe it.
It's a social media platform,
yeah,
is
it's
it
a
not?
Platform.
Yeah.
Where a lot of you, but I think you could do, like, be careful if you open up Reddit. Because I think there's parts of Reddit that actually just let you sort of wander off to the...
Anything that is, quote, not safe for work is labeled like that. So
yeah, but they
have to dig a little
bit. They include it, though, don't they?
It depends on what you, like, there are subreddits, which are, like, things that are individual. Like, the Falcons have a subreddit, the Braves have a subreddit, you know, different things like that.
Like, on Reddit, like, yesterday was Tuesday, and the word, how can I do this?
Uh-oh.
So the word rhymes with bit, like a great radio bit, and it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
So... piece it together.
Oh, that was on Reddit, not Twitter?
Well, that's the theme.
Okay.
You can use on Reddit.
Well, just saying.
You can use it on Twitter as well.
You have to search out
but it's
dirty
there.
Stuff on
My
Reddit.
My point is this. There's
some
a guy,
dirty things on there, Chris.
Yeah, dirty. Dirty is a word again. We don't use the word dirty enough.
On this program, we use it too much.
It's the 1950s on this show. A lot of times for a lot of reasons. On Reddit, there's a guy who posted, and he had said, I'm the guy who was wrongly picked the last 15 Super Bowls. And he's documented for like the last four on Reddit. Yeah, no, he's not kidding. Just in case you're wondering, he picked Philadelphia. But he went into this thing about he is truly the guy. So I've incorrectly picked the winner of the Super Bowl for the past 13 years. But then it's 2 years added on top of that. So he has got a 15-year streak of picking the loser in the Super Bowl. He picked the Philadelphia Eagles. How many guys in Philadelphia are reading this today? Now, listen, you want to be my father? The guy is due. Look
That's
at
what
the
I'm thinking.
He's due. How many times could you flip that quarter?
You just, you can't keep losing year after year after year.
15 years in a row. And it's documented. He said, I got friends who'll tell you about the first date. They said, I got gambling receipts, so they'll show you the other ones.
I think 12 years ago, Aaron Rodgers won his only Super Bowl. What's he going to be doing next year, as in where is he going to be playing? He was on the Pat McAfee show, and like I said, Aaron Rodgers continues to work us all.
It's a real thing, 100%. And that's why I think it's going to be important to take isolation retreat.
What's isolation? We're just going into a cave? Is it just you in there?
It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
What? You going to Alaska?
Not Alaska.
Are you locked in?
Where is it?
You're not locked in. No, you can leave. If you can't do it, you can just walk out the door. It's a darkness retreat. You're in there for 4 nights, and then you come out on the last day.
All There's
day
no and check night? In, check out. You're all, in all day.
You're in all day. Simulates DMT, so there can be some hallucinations.
What's right, DMT? So, hold on. What's DMT?
Some kind of drug. It
simulates DMT.
Oh, you don't know?
I think your body produces it itself as well in certain areas. But that was what he was taking a couple of years ago that makes you see things and whatnot.
So he's going on a darkness retreat. 4 days, complete darkness, just himself in a little house, and he will make a decision.
They slide meals through slots.
He says after that he'll make a decision. He's not doing any of these things. He's not doing a single one of these things. He's working us all. This is like the world of pro wrestling. This is all a work. There's no way he's doing any of this.
Isn't this what they do to prisoners when they're bad?
He's full of it.
DMT is the spirit molecule. It is similar to effects to those of psychedelics like LSD and magic mushrooms.
Yeah, so that's correct. You're a weirdo if you're really doing this, and I don't want any part of you. I don't care how talented you are. You're a weirdo.
So does 4 days? Does four days in darkness? I'm not even aware of this. Does 4 days in darkness, not being tortured, you're being fed, but 4 days in darkness makes you crazy?
I don't know. I would guess the walls.
Am I supposed to just believe him?
I mean, I saw Yellowstone.
You're in a house. You're not in a box.
That one character went off by himself and found himself. I don't know.
I just don't think 4 days.
He had visions.
I don't think 4 days in the dark.
What's about sensory deprivation? Your mind starts playing tricks on you when you have no light, no sound. Obviously, no phone, no TV, no radio, no books.
And you're taking hallucinogens.
No, but you're not. That stuff is naturally in your body already. And then when you, like I said, sensory deprivation, your brain freaks out. And it makes you freak out.
According to this article.
Okay. I'm not sure where everybody's talking now. I don't know if he's right about 4 days in dark making you do this and that.
He's not doing
this. I would rather him say, I'm going to go visit Tibetan monks.
I want documentation of you doing this.
I did it last week, and it was great.
Documentation, or it didn't happen, because I don't think it's going to happen.
Again, I'm not aware of any of this stuff. I'm telling you that I've watched that Naked and Afraid. To me, that looks like it would do more mind-blanking than 4 days in a dark room where you're still being fed. I don't get any of this. And again, he said he's known people. It's like saying, please hear me out. You can check yourself into a ward. If you think you're losing it, you can go in, and sometimes you can just sign yourself out. He is saying that you have a door that you can leave from.
Yeah, it's not the Hotel California.
You're not
California.
In a coffin, and you're not in a box.
Right.
Is being in a house in the dark for 4 days make you goofy? Like, you're goofy to want to do it. And I agree with you. Look, you know what I think about quarterbacks. At a certain point, I'm going to need for you to be a little bit different. Not this different. Leadership different.
He's not doing any of these things. None of these things are occurring.
I disagree with you. I think he's going to a dark house. I don't know if he's going to last 4 days.
I think he's messing with us all through Pat McAfee. Because he knows Pat McAfee.
We'll play along.
Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker. He's going to buy whatever he says. He's just seeing how far he can push it with Pat McAfee. Just my opinion. Just my thought on this situation.
So you think if he said, Pat, you know, I've got some thinking to do. I'm gonna go into space for 4 days.
Yes, he would buy it. So you're going to go to Mars? Yeah, he'd buy it. Hook, line, and sinker.
I can't get to Mars in 4 days. That's impossible.
If he told him it, he would believe it. That's my point.
All right. I would love to see him, even if it's Photoshop, with four Tibetan monks on the side of a mountain.
And you may see that, and it will be Photoshopped, should it happen.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats.
Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.